I don't want to besmirch the memory of Carol Channing, but maybe it's my mom's rendition, but she sounds drunk all the time. I don't know why. Follow up on last week's interview with Johnny Carson's neighbor. God, I love that. Johnny Carson, he bought a 7,000 square foot house in the early 80s. I don't know if he was the first owner. It was built right around then. It might have been the first owner. If not, very close. And 7,000 square feet on 4-plus acres. I meant to ask Howard Smith, his neighbor, there's a road that goes through the property, public road. I don't know which road it is, because eventually Carson built a grass tennis court and a pavilion across the road, because in the book he was describing some parties and they kind of ferried people across the road. So that's kind of bizarre. 7,000 square feet, 2 bedrooms, 4.5 baths. And so the saw pictures of it. It's just, you know, glass, modern. And so that means the public rooms are huge. So he paid $8.5 million in the early 1980s. And in today's dollars, it would have been $26.5 million. If someone bought a house today for $26.5 million. Now, I didn't write this down on this piece of paper, but Carson died, and a couple of years later, I think he died in 05, if I'm correct, and his widow sold it a couple of years later for $40 million, if memory serves me. And then, about 10 years later, that guy sold it for she sold it for $46 million around a couple years after he died, maybe around 2007. So maybe she's still hitting the market. And that guy held it, and he tried to sell it and did sell it in the teens, 2017 range, and he only got $40 million. He's got less. And then just in September of 2025, it came on the market for $110 million. Howard told me off the air that since Johnny's passing, and then it's gone through multiple owners, it's now a 6-bedroom house. And I don't know if they did that under the roof of 7,000 square feet or they added to it, but that was just a little upshot on that. Oh my God, this is going to be a short segment. I was going to talk about something else. Let's do this one. The downtown hotel got approval of State and Ortega. That's the one where the press room was located. So once they start building, you know, that has to go. I haven't been there for 20 years. Maybe I should go there and get a Bloody Mary. They had great Bloody Marys with the marinated green beans. That's someone from the press room right now. Not too happy. But people were really trying to save the press room. It was kind of funny. It's a bar. You know, but it's sad. I understand. So the city councilwoman, Christine Sneddon, regarding the merging of the lots to build a hotel, she opposed the project to build a hotel because the owner was merging lots. He owned, a couple of small little lots right there in the corner of, I guess, Ortega and State. So he wanted to merge the lots. And she was worried it could set up a precedent where developers could buy several neighboring properties with the intention of merging the parcels for a giant development. Wow, can you imagine, like, if the city itself would do something like that? I mean, it would be awful. Oh, wait, they did do it. It's called Paseo Nuevo. How's that working out for you, city council? I didn't go to the Paseo Nuevo for the first 3 years. It was open. Because I didn't like that it was built, and that was my form of protest. And I think over the years since it was built, I've gone to the movie theater. I can't think of any stores or there must be. Oh, well, the restaurant right on the corner of Chapala, that high-end burger place. I've gone there. But anyway, that's interesting on lot mergers. Well, that'll do for segment three. We are supposedly called Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.